It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Coming up, 9:30, Jeremiah, the R&B superstar. This guy's a superstar, and he is touring the UK. He's going to call in, and we are going to talk about him headlining the Pitchfork Music Festival on Sunday night. Jeremiah's a Chicago kid. He went to Morgan Park High School. He went to Columbia College here in town, and he is wildly successful. If you are a fan of R&B in any form, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Jeremiah right now is the hottest singer out there, and he is going to join us here on WGN Radio coming up after 9:30. Well, the Neutrino Project is back in business. The immediate improvised film challenge was a hit back in the early 2000s, and the show is returning to the Laugh Out Loud Theater, 3851 North Lincoln Avenue. It's running through August 14th. Two of the founders, Fuzzy Gerdes and Sean Himrick, are in studio with me tonight. Guys, great to see you, man.
Great to see you.
I haven't seen you guys together in a long time. You know what I mean? I've seen you apart. I feel like I see you a lot. I see you at the Hideout, things that you're around. But together, you guys were a dominant improv group. You guys toured. You were together, and Neutrino Project kind of came out of that as well. Talk about what Neutrino Project is for those, because I kind of messed it up. Immediate improvised film challenge.
The Neutrino Project is a improvised movie that we make while the audience is watching it. But
brilliant,
yeah.
See, Fuzzy says it that way, like it's a science project. I'd say, like, we make a movie in less time than it takes you to watch it.
That is also
like
true.
I prefer like a circus kind of barker.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that is our relationship. I am the scientist, and he is the circus parker.
It works, but that, I mean, it's a concept that worked. I mean, wonders. I mean, and I said at the beginning, you know, it was a hit in the early 2000s. It was. You guys were doing things at the old Three Penny, which was
we did.
Yeah, they still owe us money.
They do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Probably owe a lot of people money. Well, that became Lincoln Hall. Same spot that's Lincoln Hall.
Yeah,
but,
karma.
Yeah. But the idea being that you would have different groups. You have three or four groups. So explain how this would work.
Okay, so the audience is sitting in a theater with watching a movie screen. But at the very beginning of the show, the audience sees that there's actors and camera people in the theater with them, and they run out of the theater and they start filming scenes for an improvised movie right outside of the theater in locations around the neighborhood. We might arrange with a store and run over to the store. There's a really nice bar across the street from Laugh Out Loud Theater who's already let us film there.
Ace Hardware
let us come in. We're filming. Originally they were tapes, now they're SD cards. They come running back into the theater. We show them on the screen. The audience starts watching the movie. Before the audience is done watching the movie, the camera crews and cast are back in the theater to watch the end of the show with them.
And you're when you say camera crews, because plural, you'll send three of them out at the same time. So it almost takes on an improv field. You're watching three different.
Yeah, we actually have four in this
four.
One.
Oh, okay.
When we leave, I like to term as film crews, because you literally have we call them the direct cameraman, like director with multiple actors, and runner, which kind of acts also and is a PA, so you can treat them like PAs
right,
and
right.
stuff.
Where'd this idea come from?
It came from a group in New York called Neutrino, and Sean and I went out for a festival out there, and we saw them do this show that I think from history is like it was their third time doing the show, and we said, we have to do this, and we talked to them after the show and said, can we, you know, tell us how this works so that we can go back to Chicago and do it. And they were very generous and taught us how to do it.
Let me ask you, I mean, as you guys being directors and being improvisers yourself, let's talk about the strengths and the weaknesses of this project.
Mm-hmm.
What are the strengths? I mean, what makes a good Neutrino Project show? Like, for it to all work out, to be improvised, what are the strengths of a particular night?
Yeah, one of the things I always talk about with the strengths of it is it's a theater show. It's people in a theater watching a show. So I focus a lot on that audience experience, but you get the benefit of the real world. It's not that I'm miming a Coke.
Right.
We tell the cast, you never mime anything. If you don't have it, you don't do it. Don't pretend you're a superhero if you're not dressed like a superhero. Don't wear a tux to the show, but then pretend to be a beach bum. So we go in and we interact with real humans in real environments.
That's got to be tough because a lot of the stars of your show will be a rotating cast of improvisers, and they're trained to improvise scenarios and improvise experiences and improvise place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have to almost go against the grain when they're, you know, out on the street and then they're drinking a Coke.
When we start rehearsals, you can see people having to break that habit. Like you're miming binoculars. You don't have binoculars. Stop doing that.
It's a rehearsal process.
What goes wrong with a show like Neutrino? What I mean is it mostly technical? Like I always feel like
technical. We've had camera crews delayed by police officers occasionally, who are wondering why people are running around acting so oddly. Yeah, it's a lot of technical. I don't think we've ever had. I mean, it's improv, so. Things our cast, it's never going to fall flat.
Right.
They're all incredibly brilliant improvisers. But it is possible that in the world of improv,
it's just, you know, because you don't have a lot of time. I mean, I remember we had you guys shot in front of us. This was years ago. I mean, this was probably 15 years ago. And I remember,
and that hot dog shop will never let us back in.
Never let you back in. But what I remember about it is you get one take.
Yeah,
and you do the take, and someone runs it back, and you're almost a little bit, you know, as a filmmaker or someone who wants to direct, or like you said, you have film crews together. It's almost it almost goes against the grain because you're like, oh, we could have done this better, but it's already out of your hands.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the fun ones, like from a technical mistake that I always liked because they dealt with it really well, was that the first tape got back, and I think it was Andy Inninger was filming it, and the audio didn't work. With video, but for whatever reason, his camera, the audio didn't work.
Right.
And so the runner went back to him and said, guys, there's no audio. So they're like, okay, well, there's no point in us talking. So everything had to be basically silent film for them going forward. But they adapted on the fly.
Yeah, right.
So the rest of it became basically silent film style.
Well, I think this is a truly artistic project to be able to have film involved in it, improvisation, the artistry of immediacy, if you will, because they had a running back. There's something really great that this is back in Chicago. And let's continue the conversation. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And I'd love to know about, you know, how technology plays in the role, because when you guys did this show in the early 2000s, as you mentioned, it was tape.
Mm-hmm.
It was a different kind of vibe than what we have now, where I can just press record on my iPhone. Has it changed or has it not? So we'll talk about that with Fuzzy Gertis and Sean Himrick, the guys behind Neutrino Project, which is on stage at the Laugh Out Loud Theater, 3851 North Lincoln, through August 14th. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest tonight, the guys behind the Neutrino Project. It's an immediate improvised film show that is at the Laugh Out Loud Theater through August 14th, 3851 North Lincoln Avenue. What nights is this?
It is on Sunday night at 5 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. Accommodating, aren't we?
Yeah. It's actually, I found out, I started doing shows at the Hideout. The Hideout did that series where they do them at like 6:30, 6 o'clock. And as a comedian, I was like, this is the worst time ever. It turned out to be the best time ever.
We like it for light.
Yeah.
But right. I think it works out great. Of like, you can Sunday night, you know, we're not keeping you out super late on a Sunday night.
Exactly. I actually kind of think that's a great, and I've seen more and more shows do time at like twilight like that. It's actually a good time for showing. You're right. You
it's
need
terrific
the light.
For filming.
And for filming, you need the light. That's a big part of
when
it.
When we ran at 10 o'clock at night, you know, in Wrigleyville, like everything was filmed in a dark bar, right? Or Don Hall's apartment. Those were like two main locations, right?
How are you able as immediate filmmakers to control those environments? Do the PAs really think about the lighting, the sound, and the things that go along with improvising
that's,
a film?
I think that's one of the fun tightrope elements of Neutrino, because you cannot control the world and the environment, right? Like I remember a scene with, I think it was Malewski and somebody in a McDonald's, and they were starting to have an improvised argument. And like the table next to him kind of started getting involved. Do we stop filming? No, just okay. You're working with this angry couple now. Like
that's right. I mean, that's part of it, right? You're interacting with real people, and that's kind of the lowercase danger part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of teach the guys. You got to start to be ready for that.
So let's talk about the technology part of this, because that has changed over time. In 2003, you're talking about, I guess, tape.
We're talking about tapes.
DV tape, right?
Yeah, DV tapes.
Would you supply the cameras to the crew, or they would bring their own? How would that work?
It was a mix and match. I think over the years, we ended up with a small arsenal of half-decent cameras around my apartment.
Some people had nice cameras. Starcevich always had a nice camera.
Yeah, we've got some friends who... have come to the show with their own equipment.
Somebody brings their own camera. Andy had a Canon. We were typically Sony's. His was always one that had audio problems. So it's like, Andy, why don't you use this one?
I mean, that's that part of consistency things. About trying to make sure that you technologically have yourself kind of buttoned up.
So I think we've run into this already is that, everybody sort of thinks like, okay, I can take a video on my phone and I can email that to somebody. So this show must be really easy now because you can just...
Right.
Pull out your phone and email
do you lose a little of the luster of the shine because filmmaking and in the early 2000s was still I don't know how to do this.
Right. And I think what we've discovered remounting the show is that technology has improved. The show looks better than it ever has. We're in HD now. The show sounds better.
16:9 HD. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It is. The show is just as hard to do. We still end up, you can't really email from your phone to the theater. It doesn't quite work that way. Yeah. So we still need to pop an SD card out of a camera and a runner needs to run
you're not shooting it with phones. You got to stay with cameras.
We're staying with cameras.
Because you got to pull the SD card.
I think it's expectations. Like when we did this first time, like 2003, the fact that it worked at all was amazing. One of my favorite things ever was we were being interviewed. The whole cast was interviewed by, I think it was Nina Metz. And she asked Cesar Jaime, how does this show work? And he goes, well, you know what? I have no idea. I just know what I have to do. Like, it was this huge chart that's amazing. It was just amazing that it worked. I remember getting a stand ovation after our first show. And I watched the thing. And I'm like, it wasn't actually great improv, but it was amazing that it happened. The now quality bar of video, because everybody knows they can do this. If we shot it with phones, everybody kind of like, well, we can do that too. So we have nice cameras to shoot it in a higher quality, but that creates a lot of technological, Starsh had to get a dead cat for his audio.
That is a technical term a thing that goes over a mic. Let me quickly jump in there that no member of our crew has harmed any animal in the filming of the show.
And I learned that term recently. So because this higher quality camera was getting a lot of wind noise on his thing. So like that sounds crappy. So, okay, now we're dead catting everything.
How many people are in the show? I mean, you have
20.
Takes 20 people to do this.
Because you got four cameramen, four PAs, at least two actors, often three, tech in a booth, and we have a musician improvising a score to the entire movie the entire time.
Yeah, Amanda Murphy's our musical director. It's amazing to have her there, too. That really ups the feeling of it being like a movie.
I got back to the theater in time to see my last scene, and I'd sent the note, this is a heist, so give me like a Hitchcock like heist backdrop. And I got back and it was perfect. Like, oh, that's way better than when I shot it.
It's really amazing that you guys are able to on the fly and to take that concept, that risky concept of immediacy and be able to I mean, it really is. It's tightrope theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had to start greeting things from the audience and putting them in the movie because people were starting to not think we'd made them.
No, they would think, oh, really? So these people think it's all staged.
Yeah, so the second and third camera crews now get something from the audience. It's like, here's the thingamajiggy. Yeah.
I think as you've moved on in your careers, you both have, been successful in improv and you've done a lot of different projects. You find yourself coming back to Neutrino.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? What is it about this project that brings you back to remount it?
Well, I think that, years ago we did this and I sort of thought this is such a brilliant idea. This is going to be not the next kind of improv, but a next kind of improv. This is going to spark new things in improv. And it didn't. And it's been a number of years since anybody in Chicago has seen this. And I think it's worth showing people again that because this is its own special thing within the world of improv. And even if it doesn't start a new revolution just by itself,
company still doing stuff?
They are not.
They're all famously doing other things. Yeah, like one of the dudes is like a weatherman in Seattle. Kurt Bonnager was on Comedy Central constantly. Right, Ptolemy's in every commercial I ever see, it seems like.
So they've moved on in Hollywood and done different things.
But there are other casts around the country. I know there's an active cast in Phoenix right now and one in Minneapolis.
They're exchanging tech problems. Like, oh, we had this problem.
There's like a community.
Yeah, we have board. We have a little back back channel.
So, I mean, for you guys, what's your favorite role to play in this? I mean, obviously being, improviser, but also the founders of this. What's your favorite role to play in the actual show?
You know, Fuzzy's the only one who's done every role. Now, because of this run, Fuzzy's the one who's done everything. I've done everything except the tech booth. Oh, I did it at a festival once. But I way prefer being on the cameraman, the director. I liked acting at first because I wore all leather one night and just, it was fun to be, I'm that guy out in the world. But it's so much fun now for me to be the cameraman because you're dealing with angles and composition and, like, okay, I'm trying to get this angle to make him look more empowered. And
how about you?
I love making the show happen, and it would be hard to pick my favorite part because I have done every single part of it. And like this run, I'm sitting actually in the tech booth and I'm just watching the tapes come back in. But that is its own high wire act.
Oh my god!
And it's fun watching the cast kind of have that experience. Like, you know, Greg Enda, he's doing his first pass at camera. And he is having so much fun doing it. He's just like, I love this part of it now.
Well, you've mentioned a lot of improvisers tonight. For you, how important is it to have a show that includes, you're talking about 20 people. There's 20 improvisers. And, how important is it to have people who've done Neutrino before? And how important is it to have people who've never done it before?
I think both of those are important. And that is, you have described the current cast. We've got some great people who have come back who are very familiar with the show.
We have one cast member who was six when we did the show first.
Yes. So we've got some new folks in who bring new perspectives of things that have happened in the last 10 years.
As you guys get older, is it kid-friendly? Is it the kind of show, or do you keep it rated R? Like, what's the tone?
We're filming on Sundays at 5, and I think that is lending itself to the, it's improv, so I can't guarantee.
There were some swear words, a couple F-bombs dropped, I think.
Mm, okay. But just sort of in content, it's, I think not being in bars at 10
right.
p.m.
Changes.
You're in an Ace Hardware at 5 in the afternoon.
Like, you're changes still, the point.
Oh,
of
they
the
made a mess in the Ace Hardware, but it's still a little different. We made a mess in this Chase ATM thing. That the guy who had to review that security footage is like, what the hell was going on in there?
What did these guys do? All right, the Neutrino Project's back in business. It's the immediate improvised film that is done by four film crews that go out while the theater is in the audience. It's a tremendous, tremendous creative experience. It's at the Laugh Out Loud Theater, 3851 North Lincoln, and it's running on Sunday nights at 5 o'clock through August 14th. Two of the founders, Fuzzy Gurdes and Sean Himrick, in studio. Guys, thanks for being here and good luck with the run.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, Justin.